A Bloomington woman who's fighting breast cancer will be taking the stage this weekend at New York Fashion Week. Katie Birchie will model intimate apparel at a runway show Sunday in Manhattan. The event highlights women who are living with metastatic breast cancer, and it raises money for research to benefit those with stage 4 breast cancer. Birchie tells WGLT student reporter Cindy Hernandez that she was first diagnosed with breast cancer 9 years ago at the age of 28.
I was clear for several years, and then in 2015, I was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, meaning that it had spread outside the breast into other areas in my body, and mine had spread to my bones.
I'm sure getting a double mastectomy was a difficult decision to make. So how did you come to that decision?
So when I was diagnosed, my cancer was a little bit more advanced than what a lot of people have in the beginning. So I had 6 months of chemotherapy before the surgery. So I had plenty of time to think about what it is that I wanted to do and made, you know, the best decision for myself and the surgeon. That's what they had recommended as well.
And then after, you know, it all happened, did that change the way that you saw yourself?
Definitely. I mean, it was a hard period of time. You know, I had just been recently married and I was still in my 20s and was thinking about starting a family, and all of that kind of got pushed to the back burner. And, you know, being a girl, we all like to have and do our hair. And so going through losing the hair was honestly, you know, the big part. That was a huge blow to the ego during that time, but you kind of got used to it not being there. And yeah, just kind of refamiliarizing yourself with the new you. It was hard, but it's definitely something years later that I'm still dealing with.
Since then, you've had multiple breast reconstruction surgeries. So how have those surgeries helped? Have they made a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you go through cancer treatment, it's not like it's a one-time surgery and then you're done. Unfortunately, it's usually multiple surgeries for a lot of people. When you do radiation had actually ruined my breast implant at the time. So thankfully, modern medicine is so advanced now. Yes, it's made all the difference. I actually have muscle and skin from my back that's been flipped around to my front. Yeah, it's pretty crazy the things that they can do nowadays. So
yeah, for sure. So can you tell me what's been the hardest part of your cancer fight?
Honestly, in the middle of all of it, I ended up losing my husband in 2012 unexpectedly, and that honestly was harder to deal with than the cancer diagnosis, because that was like my number one support that I had at home. So after losing him, I really felt like I didn't really have anything else to lose. So everything since then has seemed a little bit more, I don't know, not as intense as of losing the love of your life, but I'm super thankful I have supportive friends and family. So yeah, I've felt supported in that way. So I have my days where some days are easier than others, but for the most part, I try to have a positive attitude.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Cindy Hernandez. I'm in studio with Katie Birchie of Bloomington. She's been fighting breast cancer and will be appearing at an event during New York Fashion Week next weekend that raises money and awareness for women living with metastatic breast cancer. So Katie, tell me about this event during New York Fashion Week. What are you doing there?
Yeah, so it's their fourth event that they've had at New York Fashion Week. Walking for Anna Ono, which she designs intimates for women who have gone through breast cancer reconstruction. It's kind of a wide variety of pieces from robes to lingerie, and we're walking in the fashion show. I'll be with 29 other women who have either experienced breast cancer firsthand or they have the gene where they're predisposed to breast cancer. So all of us will be walking in that show to raise funds for MetaViver, which 100% of their proceeds go toward metastatic breast cancer research, which is also known as stage 4 breast cancer.
How did you become involved?
So last year, I actually walked in a show in Springfield for the same designer, just for a different organization she was raising money for, and kind of got involved that way. And it stemmed to would you be interested in doing it for New York? And the doctors that I work for at Twin City Plastic Surgery, they decided to sponsor me. So that's kind of how it all happened.
Are some of your colleagues from Twin City Plastic Surgery going to be there?
Yes, they are. The doctors are also kind enough to, for people who wanted to come and support me and had time to take off during the weekend away from their families and friends. A lot of the office is coming out there too. So I'll have kind of like my own little entourage out there. So it'll be nice.
That's great. Are you nervous?
Yes and no. I've had a lot of stuff medically going on with my breast cancer returning again for the third time. So I've been kind of dealing with that. And so this has kind of always been in the back of my mind. But now it is less than a week away. So yes, I'm nervous, but it's all good and it's for a good cause.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about participating?
I feel inspired because it will be so nice to meet other people that are in similar shoes that I am in. So I think that's great. I feel empowered because I can spread the message to other people. I've noticed throughout my journey with breast cancer how uneducated people are when it comes to women who have breast cancer. They know how to do the self-breast exams, you know, everything up to the point, but it's like, where do funds go once these women are diagnosed with breast cancer? And I think a lot of people don't know that most companies, most organizations donate less than 4% of their donations to stage 4 research, and stage 4 breast cancer is the only breast cancer that kills. So MediViver donates 100% of it towards research for stage 4. It's nice to use what little platform I have to get that message out there.
What do you hope people will take away from an event like this?
That just because you have had breast cancer and lose part of your body doesn't mean you're any less sexy or beautiful or womanly than, you know, the girl next door or the girl who hasn't gone through any of that. And also that stage 4 deserves more fun. There's got to be a cure in the future. There has to be.
That's Katie Burchie of Bloomington, who's been living with metastatic breast cancer since 2015, speaking with WGLT student reporter Cindy Hernandez. Burchie will be one of over 30 models walking in a runway show this weekend during New York Fashion Week. The event raises money for MediViver Research and Support, a nonprofit that funds research to benefit those with stage 4 breast cancer.